Thank you, Dylan. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Next slide, please. Okay, you want to go back one? Because I won't immediately like blow people's minds with multi-syllable words. Well, welcome everybody. It's June 19th, and we now have a national holiday on that, Juneteenth. And most of us know the history of that. And if you don't, go look it up because my FERPA regulations won't let me tell you a big story. So anyway, welcome to Duck's Corner. And today we're going to talk about some stuff that I think you guys are heavy enough, intelligent enough to understand. Okay. And it's not so much about the words, it's about the content. So let's go forward with that. We're going to talk about mental processes that go across all adults, not in the same manner, but everyone has the capability to understand your own brain, okay, better than some outsider could, some external source could. So let's get into it. I want to welcome all of our communities and our guests. Next slide, please. Okay, so the first thing is we're going to, as you do on the academic side in a way, but as you do as intelligent human beings, we're going to agree on the definition that is going to go through the next four slides. And what we want to talk about is we want to make a norm here at PGIP Tech. While everybody is experiencing and trying to work toward who you want to be, where you want to work in the next 3 to 5 years, and what we can do to give you that experience so that you know that that's what you want to do, that you actually express your passion and see if you want to do it. And secondly, we have all these other departments you can try while you're here. Okay, but we need some sort of norm. We need something that is across the board in all teams, you know, so that we are quantum, so that the left hand knows what the right hand is doing. And so one of the concepts that we have out here on the nerdy side is called isomorphism, okay? But you're going to be able to forget about that in a minute because I'm going to give you the definition. Soft deaf people probably know it. If you've dealt with JavaScript or anything like that, then you know that there is isomorphic JavaScript or universal JavaScript. You can also look at that term as meaning universal, where the client and the server are both sharing an identical experience. Okay, so this is key. And Landon, I know you know all this stuff, so bear with me. You know, but this is key. Anytime you're trying to pull yourself together and to take your education or your internship experience and then migrate it into a professional career, I mean, it just doesn't like poof out of a hat. There's a process in your brain that you have to allow or understand enough to let happen. So what you experience through your educational training, okay, is what you are going to go into the workforce and present, not the piece of paper, you. You know, so how do you get that? How do you get it from the, okay, here's my transcript, you know, here's one of the projects that I did and everything, and actually reflected in your eyes when the interviewer is looking at you, when you're talking to your peers, if you get in the door, how do you do that? And it's not so much to know. I was just talking in the manager meeting. I'm like, Alex, it doesn't matter if I communicate something all day long and I understand it. What matters is that you understand what I'm communicating to you. And at that point, what we have is we have an isomorphic environment. We have a universal environment where him and I, he and I, she and I, whoever, are on the same page. Okay, so we've expanded the environment, right? We've expanded the landscape because now we're all working toward the same deliverable. Okay, so it doesn't matter if you're already in the IT workforce at your job and whatever like that. Maybe you have a higher horizon. Maybe you want to work somewhere else. Now you're going to go into that environment and you're going to have to be able to communicate the similarity between where you've been and where you are asking to go. These things have to take place, but can't nobody cut into my brain or your brain and like pour a little salt and pepper in there and make it happen? You know, so our current problem right now, being completely transparent, and you guys ought to know this as well as I do, you know, our brains are not connecting. Your past experiences, those that are in IT, I mean, I'm not talking about everyone toot Lamone. I'm talking about a particular group that I feel is at a significant percentage for me to bring this up, are not gluing together. Of course, they're going to cut the grass. Okay. Are not connecting the knowledge from your academia, your past experiences from your job, you know, into owning the projects here. You know, it has to be that way. Oh, okay. He's gone. He was just going through. All right. So this is our problem set. Deadlines are being missed. People are dropping the ball, not because of laziness or anything like that, but because of, it seems, a lack of understanding of what was communicated to them to do. That can be through planner, through your manager, through me, through Marjorie, through whoever. Okay. And then the progress on the projects is slow, you know, but the excuses are quick. You know, I didn't understand, or, you know, this with the job, or this with the baby, and all that kinds of stuff. And anyone who knows that we put family first, but you need to put family first. If you know you have a vacation in 2 weeks, then let us know as soon as you know that you are going to be MIA in 2 weeks. Or like I think Jeff did it with his team. How many of you guys are going to take the gap week that the graduate school has? He had to ask them, whereas they know they have a gap week, you know, and a few of them did ask him, what do we do about the gap week? Do we keep working or what? But this is something that they should have said, okay, we're going to take a break during the gap week, which I don't think is wise, but to each his reach, or we're going to continue to work so that we don't lose our consistency in our projects. Up to them, whatever. And there's too much chatting going on. The chat was designed for pertinent questions that need to be answered as soon as possible, if possible. So if you have a question about your project and you're stuck or something like that, then you go to the chat and you put it in there. So it has an urgency. Okay, we understand the chat as an urgency, not in a place to talk about the presidency or this or that or the latest, you know, hack attack in the United States. I mean, that's cool and all, but that's not what the PGIP tech chat is for. You guys go have a chat somewhere else. Ours is for the business at hand, which is our projects and clarifying our projects. And then the last, which may be very troubling, not just for us, but up through the accreditation and through our C-suite, you know, my bosses, is not making your hours. This cannot be tolerated. If, you know, not making your hours, every time you don't make your hours, think, I am not going to graduate, because that's the real deal. They're coming down on me. And so where does that go? That comes down on you. So let's talk about it. Next slide, please. Okay. Well, he's going to that. But on the last one, that little note in the top, like the communication, when someone is communicating with you, they're not communicating for you to start spinning up a reply in defensiveness. My ambition, I'll speak for myself, is to give you an objective environment for what I'm thinking, to open the door for you to say, okay, I got that. I understand that. What I was thinking is this. And then the two can come together and our brains can work to their higher potential. And so it's important that when someone communicates something to you, like what I'm communicating to you now, is not for you to get defensive, but for you to open up and make sure that you understand the plea and the care for you underneath it. Nobody wants you to graduate more than me with experience, else I wouldn't be here. Okay. So it's not a punitive measure I am taking here as much as it is, come on, guys, you know, let's get on this and get some stuff done. The reason for the training and the projects is because we understand, basically through exception, that you guys, although you have had a whole degree plan of courses, and some of those courses, I assume, have like trainings or whatever in them to get you some hands-on or whatever, although I've heard that they give you the answers, so what good is that? Okay, but anyway, that you have these, but when so many interns come to us, they don't. I mean, all of a sudden, they're like deer in the headlights, and everything they've learned in their degree plan just seems to go to seed. You know, just they don't have it. So to try to mitigate that, we put a lot of energy, Marjorie more than anyone, into training and projects, and Brandon did too, into training and projects, training so that you could segue into your projects without shock. But these are our bread and butter. These are our bloodstream. They are your experiential vehicles so that you have something that you can go out and represent when you graduate, something recent, something in the now, something current with AWS or Azure, all the current applications that are out there. You know, we are always looking for, okay, what's on the horizon? What's going on? What's going on out there? What do they need access to? We have a plethora. We have so many applications that are sitting there with the crickets because we are pushing you to utilize them. You know, and the whole thing about it is that it just seems like you think that you have to be an expert or 100% before you can touch an application. If these applications were such that if you go in there, you make a mistake, you break it or something like that, you know, the whole London Bridge fell down, they wouldn't be worth their weight in what we pay for them. So we're not, you know, so it's like courage. It's like Dylan has been manager of analytics for maybe a minute, maybe since Wednesday. And when we said, who's going to run the AHOD? He said, I'll do it. Does that mean that he has expert experience in running an AHOD? You'd think he does as well as he's doing. No, he had courage. He had that what it takes to say, yeah, I'll go in there. That's something new for me to learn. His whole attitude about it defines the experience he gets out of it. So if you are viewing the internship like one of your previous academic courses, if you think that that's the isomorphic experience that you're going to get here, your mind is going to mislead you. You're going to be asking for rubrics. You're going to be saying, what am I supposed to do, professor? You know, you're going to be doing all that stuff that you did in your degree plan. And unfortunately, what happens, you may not do this in your first few courses, but unfortunately what happens is that you have one finger on the rubric, the other finger on your keyboard, and you do exactly what it asks. But what that creates is a minimalistic point of view because you're only going to do what the rubric asks you to do. There's all kinds of avenues to go above and beyond in those rubrics. They are just a median point. You can ask Marjorie, she creates them, I create them all the time. You know, they are just a average, a medium, a median, you know, for those students that are crossover and may not have experience, and for those that have great experience. Oh, there's nothing like a student who goes above and beyond because they see it there. It's obvious to them that there's opportunity to learn more, to do more, to grow. Okay, so when you have academic knowledge, it's representational, okay? That is not identical with applying that knowledge through the experience vehicle. Okay, so look at it like this. Okay, so you have a cache. Look at it like technology. That usually helps techies. Okay, so you go out and you go to the same website you always go to, YouTube, whatever, whatever. You're going to go in there, put it in. It's going to hype up to the one that you went to last time. That is not new and fresh. That is a cache that is already in your system. So it goes back because it's already had those words before. And it just pulls up the same one. If you want to change it, you have to type in and change it. Okay, that's what a cache is. Okay, that's what academic knowledge rests upon. Okay, but when you have an experiential vehicle, when you are experiencing something for the first time, when you're opening it up, you know, then you're in your incognito. There's nothing to pull on. It's just you learning something new. So it's not like the academic knowledge doesn't count. Don't get me wrong. It represents something. But if you think that you're going to go into an interview, if you think that you are going to be, you know, stand out in terms of getting a job, being a manager, whatever, or not getting micromanaged, which I hate, with just academic knowledge, you are mistaken. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. You're going to have to be able to synthesize that through actual experience and be available to new experience. However, if so, understand the internship. You know, we want you to own your projects, you know, because when you do that, it triggers activity in your brain. This is not something I'm making up. This is neurological. This is scientific for all you nerds and for all you kind of metaphysical people. It's consciousness. You know, your mind will enhance your experience. Okay. When you make your projects your own, when you say, okay, I'm given a project, you know, your organization, your whole mental organization changes. It changes to, okay, if I'm the owner of this, I'm the CIO of this little project. I'm the director of this little project. The way that I look at it, it can go this way or that way. Okay, if it goes this way, this is going to happen. That way, that's going to happen. When you go to your manager, when you go to me, or when you go to whoever, you are coming with what if statements, educated, adult level, what if statements. You know, what if I do this? If I do this, then this is going to happen. If I do that, well, that's going to happen. What is for the greater good of the company? You know, did you have a different thing in mind? That kind of thing. Through doing. Not through being uncertain, not through just sitting there looking at a rubric and it says, well, it told me to go and read that training. I completed the training. What am I going to do next? The training is designed to put into a project. And this is how you grow inner relations within your own brain. If your brain was only one dimensional, if it was only one dimensional, then why would computer science, artificial intelligence, and even IT, why are they so busy with neural networks? Why are they so busy trying to emulate it? Why is Siri trying to get your voice pattern so that they can answer you better and do better? It's because your brain is a diamond. Your brain, it's the whole reason for being, actually. I mean, if you think about it, if we had a one-dimensional brain, you wouldn't see trees, smell flowers, maybe even understanding bearing children other than going into estrus like that, you know, like different animals. I'm not talking about the ones smarter than us, like whales and all that stuff, but just basic animal forms, you know, going through and saying, okay, time to, you know, be fruitful and multiply. That's all we do. And we fight for food. And some of them don't even fight to protect their children. So, I mean, it's just, you know, think about who you are if you just didn't sit back and wait for the next tell me what to do. So these are your processes. What are you going to do with them? Next slide, please. So, I mean, I could cry blood. And like I said, the ones that really know me, for better or worse, like the Marjories, know that I get emotional about this and I get passionate about this because I am a brain person. And I'm like, don't waste your brain. You know, this process that you could have, you could begin, if you haven't already, you could begin to do it here. You know, it'll happen naturally if you understand what's going on. This is not a per se continuation of your academic course where they put you in a box and say, this is what you're going to do here. I mean, if I don't fight once a week, it's several times a week trying to tell my colleagues that you guys are not just, you know, hit one Python class and quit it. Now they should be experts at Python. How the heck is that supposed to happen? When not only is it one course, but you give them the answers. You don't give them any room to grow. This is what we're here for. We're here for you to try it. Okay, so you have to overcome that uncertainty that now you have no rubric mentality. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. You're going to have to at least come over to our side of using your mental diamond, getting away from that minimum expectation thing, getting away from dragging out the project to Tuesday night, you know, at 6 o'clock for an 11:59 deadline, and all those little bad habits that we all, I went to school online too, can acquire in an online environment. Okay? Get rid of them. No longer do they apply here, nor do they apply when you go out in the real world. And manage your time. You know how to manage your time. Any of you that have children, don't even come to me telling me that you don't know how to manage time like a boss. I know you do. I know you get a gazillion things done when you want to, and you make meaningful progress each week on doing that. You get better at sending little Johnny to soccer on the south end of town and somehow getting little Janie to gymnastics 30 minutes later. You get her done. Get her done here. And remember, representation of something is not the same as experiencing something. And if you all don't remember anything else from this Doc's Corner, take that sentence and think about it when you're sitting up there on the commercials between your Netflix. Okay, and think about how that applies. I'm going to give you some examples. Here's a real simple example. If you're in your, you know, ITP class, and I'm talking about green peas or lentils, whatever. Okay, so you read a book about peas. Your cache, your memory of peas makes that understanding simple. Say, okay, all right, I get that because, you know, I've seen peas, I've eaten peas, and all that kinds of stuff. I'm not 2 years old. So when somebody says, go get the peas, I don't look at them with these beautiful little, you know, doe eyes and say, what a peas, mommy. I mean, I don't do that because I'm a grown person and I know what peas are. So that's simple. I've got that part of what I read. Fine. Okay. So there it is. However, if you come to the internship and we assign you a project to make pasta carbonara with peas, it's different, isn't it? It's different. So now you have to cook something with peas, and your experience is going to be far more complex unless you've previously made that dish. So I hope that I'm getting to it. You know, and we can accept where we're not the best. You know, we can recognize where we need to improve and then do it. It's the realization. I mean, it's the realization of your potential that opens that door in your brain for the light of that potential to come through. You have to understand that your thought is the energy that forms your experience. Next slide, please. So, you know, it takes courage to be here because we really don't play. We try to be kind. I mean, everyone else is kinder than me. They try to be, you know, we try to be kind. We try to be generous with timelines. We very much respect family. We know that you have work and different constraints. Okay. But we also know that the capstone is just a furtherance of the bad habits and some good habits that you've learned through academia. And you're probably not spending the accredited 10 hours in the capstone that you're supposed to. Every course should require 10 hours a week. That's how we get our accreditation. So when people get upset and whine about the 10 hours in the internship, the only difference is that you're actually doing something here and not just patching something together to send in for a professor to give you a rubric grade. And I'm not putting it down. I'm just saying you guys are getting ready to go into the real world and you need to let that childish stuff, that academic stuff, that okay, teach me tonight stuff. You need to start letting that behind you and start teaching yourself. Okay, so we are assuming a level of organization in your brain that you are trying to connect with your experiential activity. Okay, not the representation, not your email, you know, whatever, IT analyst. Okay, that's a representation. But if you're really in there, if you're in the back end, if you're taking risk, if you're trying new projects and you're actually experiencing it, for better or for worse, if you break it, fix it, so what? But at least try, you know, then you are going on the right path for mental organization. I mean, Bezos, Musk, I mean, you know, Branson, like them or not, okay? I have my opinions on them as people, okay? But they're not representing space travel. They're experiencing space travel. And you can say, okay, it's because they have more money than they know what to do with. Did they start out that way? No, but they started out with a mindset of experiencing their world under their terms. Okay? And that can be in the smallest of things. And then that grows and that grows and you start to aggregate and you start to see it in your families, in your finances, in your world. You start to see it. People start asking you to manage things, to take charge of things because they trust you. They see that you are about getting it done and experiencing it. And you can't sit around and complain about what's not being done and what you didn't understand. Or if I come down on you all and start micromanaging stuff, which you don't like me as a micromanager. I mean, you know, you can ask Marjorie. I am not good at it, and I'm an actual monster at it. I try to get better, but I'm a work in progress, okay? You know, if we start micromanaging it, because you don't honor or own the commitment to be here with integrity. Your word is your bond. You came here. You had the courage to come here. Don't become scared now. You know, don't become a coward now. Take your projects and own them. And grow them and do things with them and think in terms of, okay, I'm going to take this project. I'm going to learn this skill. And in 2-3 years, I'm going to be in a department kicking butt doing this skill. You know, you can tweak these projects to what you want to do in your career. We want you to, because we consider you the best and the brightest. Okay, I don't care who's in the capstone. I don't care about any of that stuff. My interns are the best and the brightest, and I have gone to bat for this program and for you all more times than we need to even discuss because of your courage to come here, to walk into an uncertain, unknown situation, and then, you know, have a plan to leave it better than you came. How many of your courses do you leave better than you came? Honestly, answer that on your own time. Okay, this environment is abundant with tools and training. There's no penalty for trial and error. It's not like submitting an assignment, and if it's not robust enough for the teacher, or if they don't think that you met all the rubric requirements, you get a lower grade. You don't even get that over here. Trial and error is encouraged. We know it's hard, but so is success. You know, and competition, ask the people that are out there looking for jobs now or better jobs. Competition is fierce in IT. You have the degree now. Where are your certs? You have the certs. Where's your degree? You have the degree and the certs. Where's your 20 years experience? So you have to go out there with the confidence, you know, you have to make this little 6 weeks, 12 weeks, 10 weeks of experience, 20 years, you know, as robust as you can. You have to make a meal out of this time. So it's not just peas. It's not just your cache of peas. It has to be a whole recipe completed for Thanksgiving dinner, for Christmas dinner. You have to figure out a way to get that much in this amount of time. If you even, you know, if you want to go out there, unless you know somebody, you know, or have connect, whatever, you know, to go out there and get your foot in the door. The only time we give deductions are for inactivity, to include not making your 10 hours and not making measurable progress. When we see that you're milking a project and, you know, for it to last 5 weeks, 10 weeks, you know, to do little or nothing, to pencil us in the afternoon on a Tuesday so that you can do your audit, we're going to penalize you for it. Okay. The bottom line is synchronize and interrelate your projects, excuse me, your training. You know, think in terms of how can I stand on my own in that team? People like Christina and others went directly to management. I mean, just a few weeks after they came on. And I mean, I never have to worry about Christina. Why? Because she's a boss. Okay, because she owns her stuff. Okay, and when I ask her a question, either it's done or no, it's not done. This is the way I understood it. She'll say, no, that's not done because I understood it as such. It's like eye to eye. You know, I feel like I'm talking to a colleague. It matters. It matters. I would trust her with just about anything in the program if she could stay. Hint, hint. Okay, so when this happens, when you start to get that ownership, regardless of what's going on in your external world, okay, family obstacles, work struggles, cloud environment, 10 hours a week, and we're not saying that those things aren't important, but there are people here that are dealing with, and I'll admit it, terminal diseases. They're dealing with disabilities from military and other things. And do you hear about it? You don't hear about it. Why? Just think about it. Because that is not the way they're approaching their world. I'm not saying these things aren't significant. And you couldn't even get me on record for saying that if you knew my life. Okay? But they are not building their life on that. They're building their life on what they own, what they experience, probably how they love their neighbor, on and on. So your success belongs to you. We are here to support it. We are here to raise any kind of application, whatever you need to be successful. If you have any problems with that, then I should be notified. I mean, if you have problems with access, I'm going to stop after this. But if you ask for access for something so you can do a project, okay, you wait a few days, you don't have access. That email should come to me like a hot knife through butter. Okay, I will get you access, but don't come to me 2 or 3 weeks later and say, I've been waiting on access for 3 weeks. You're only here for 10. You know, it's those kinds of things that, you know, we have to work together and understand that you're going to have to take this compressed time, just like a zip drive, and you're going to have to explode that to be enough experience and enough confidence to go out there and get the job and career that you want to have. And with that, I wish everyone well. Once again, happy Juneteenth. And I'm going to give it back to Dylan. Thank you.